So in the budget that was published on Tuesday, Early Childhood Ireland, I mean, of course, we acknowledge the additional monies that have been made available in the budget. But we were, it would be important to say that we were disappointed at the levels of additional investment. Ireland's coming from a very low base in terms of investment in early years and school age care. And we really need a very, very compelling plan over the next 5 years to reach 1% of GDP by 2029 if we're going to deliver on all of the various needs that our sector has. We have a shortage of places. We're finding very difficult to recruit and retain staff. Parents constantly talk about how expensive early childhood education is for their children, and there just isn't as well. There isn't the right places, the right number of places in the right places and the right locations across the country. So it was a lost opportunity from Early Childhood Ireland's point of view, while at the same time, of course, acknowledging the additional investment that was introduced. And the National Childcare Scheme is probably the one that most families will be pleased to hear about, because the National Childcare Scheme has been increased and parents will receive a further 25% in the cost of their early years and school age care fees. Unfortunately, that's not going to be introduced till next September, which I'm sure a lot of families are going to be very disappointed to hear. But the other initiative as part of the National Childcare Scheme, which was introduced, was that this scheme is going to be made available for childminders who soon will be able to register with TUSLA. So I suppose there are some developments that will be good for some people, but overall, really, it was a lost opportunity in terms of moving towards the kind of investment that we need to really have a sustainable sector that can grow for operators, for the workforce, and for families.